My name is Alma Hogan Snell, and I am from Yellowtail, Montana, and that's at the foothills of the Little Bighorn. Oh, the Bighorns, really. That's where I live with my husband, and my daughter and her husband live above us. That's where I'm from. I'm a child of the Whistling Water. I belong to the Greasy Mouth clan of my mother's, and Pretty Shield, my grandmother. I didn't know my mother. You know, she was gone when I was about a year and a half. She died due to an accident and complications from it. And so I didn't know anyone by mother except Pretty Shield. But we always said Kale, which means grandma. I met my husband in Flanjo. And so we were all very scared, you know, when the Pearl Harbor deal took place. And we packed our suitcases and bags, and we didn't know where we were going, but we were waiting, you know, to have them send us home because it was that serious to us. And just previous to that, the boys were sent to wherever service they chose to be in for further education. So most of the football boys, those boys, were all gone. And my husband was one of them, and he joined the Marine Corps. And he was sent to, he was a part of the Second World War then. He hit Tarawa and Guadalcanal and Solomon Islands and those places. You ought to hear some of the war stories, yes, and how involved they were. And he could tell you how the bullet went into one of his friend's helmet, went in between the two layers and came out the back without touching him when he looked into a foxhole. You know, those type of things. And it just takes him to tell it, because when he tells it on the computer, I sit there and I can't get away from it until I get to the end of the story, you know, or something intrudes or something. Mm-hmm. And I really, he's a storyteller, actually, very good with his language, you know, and everything, and explaining things. He's a Assiniboine. He's from the Fort Belknap Reservation. And we met over there. The first year, though, before this Pearl Harbor happened, he came to visit, to Crow. And my grandmother, Pretty Shield, said, "No way are you going to marry another tribe." See? And so that kind of upset me a little bit, you know, because he was such a nice guy. And so when I told him that, then he started working on Pretty Shield. And he cut all the piles of wood that she had in the wood pile and stacked them up real neat in the house, up so high, you know, and everything. And she watched him because none of the boys stuck to that very long. You know, they just chopped a few, and that was about it. And the rest I had to do. I used to split wood like big blocks, like the professionals. I became very strong in my, 15 years old or something, you know. You would think I was much older, you know, than that. But we had to. We had to, because the boys got married and were away, and it was just us girls that were left with Pretty Shield. And Pretty Shield was getting old. She was very remarkable in anything she did. And I thought all old people were that way. So when I would go somewhere else, I would start looking for the elders. And I would speak to the elders and see how they operated, how they lived, what they did in the past and all this. And I loved that. And I began to realize that some of them were good, some of them were very eligible and industrious and everything. But Pretty Sheila was remarkable. She had a spirit about her that I have never seen in an old person, in an old lady, you know. But she could tell the future of people. And I didn't surprise me any because I grew up with her like that.